Good afternoon. Our hot temperature trend is going to continue into early this week, and today is going to look fairly similar to Saturday, except a little bit less windy. Highs are expected to range from the low 80s over the high terrain to the low 90s in the valleys, and the apparent temps should equal the actual temperatures and remain below 95 degrees Fahrenheit, so no heat headlines are going to be expected for the day today. What we can expect, though, through the course of the day, some intervals of high clouds expected. Otherwise, we'll see plenty of sunshine with low-level moisture mixing out and mid-level capping indicated by forecast soundings. No precipitation is expected either. So just make sure if you are going to be out and about today, you are finding ways to stay cool. Make sure you have the sunscreen with you and you are staying hydrated. We will be mostly clear tonight with lows dropping to mainly in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we are going to be seeing heavy rainfall across the central Gulf Coast region, particularly from New Orleans to southern Alabama. Moisture-rich flow from the Gulf of Mexico will intercept a weak low-level boundary over this region and promote the development of numerous showers and storms through the course of the day. And with that, we'll see the potential for up to 3 inches of rain that may result in some instances of flooding. Heavy rain is also expected across the Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas region in connection with the slow-moving upper low. And for the Cascades, as a couple of Pacific disturbances pass around the region, in terms of severe weather potential, the Storm Prediction Center has a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for Monday across portions of the Dakotas as a well-defined surface low and front intercepts a warm, unstable air mass across this region. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 119 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at just 12 miles northeast of Sand Creek Station in Oregon. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 89. In Boston, sunny with a high near 96 and a heat advisory in effect. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 77. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 77, while the normal low is 55. The record high of 94 was set back in 1925, while the record low of 38 was set back in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 5:18 a.m. The sun will set at 8:31 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 58 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny and hot conditions this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 80s and low 90s across the region. A steady southwest wind of 7 to 10 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we are mostly clear, with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies with highs reaching into the low 90s. Some of these spots may be under a heat advisory because of that. For the night tonight, we will be mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon. It will be hot as well, with highs reaching into the upper 80s, with a few spots potentially coming close to hitting 90. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly clear as the overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny and hot conditions this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s and a few spots into the low 90s. You see a west wind of around 8 to 10 miles per hour expected. For the night tonight, we will be mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 60s. Winds will become fairly light overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny and hot conditions this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. For the night tonight, we will stay mostly clear as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid-60s. Winds overnight will be fairly light. Region-wide for tomorrow, our sunny and hot conditions look to continue across the region with highs reaching once again into the upper 80s and low 90s. You'll want to make sure you're finding a way to stay cool once again, and heading into Monday night, we will see a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.